don't know why bad things happen. I don't. I don't know why pain exists. I don't. I don't know why things are the way that they are. I don't. In this season of Lent, if you will recall, on Ash Wednesday, I invited you not to give up anything. I invited you to go deep. And so this morning, I'd like for us to go deep. So if you would, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Go ahead. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
We're going to go deep.
We're
going to try it again. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
We're going to go deep.
We're
going to
go deep.
Amen. 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 Pain is really a mystery. Joy is really a mystery. But somehow those two things are a part of what it is to be in this human body. In our new Old Testament lesson, we heard God say, I have heard, I have seen the suffering of my people. We don't suffer alone. We don't suffer and we don't endure pain, and God does not take notice. God takes notice. Many of you know that I was a monk for about 5 years, which is kind of insane to think that I would enjoy that much silence. But I did, and I still do. And one of the things that we talk about in the monastic life is this thing called solitude. We talk about this thing called conversion. We talk about this thing that happens over time. We talk about cultivating spiritual inner resources. And I think that we as people of faith perhaps can suffer and endure pain differently if we take the time and cultivate the inner spiritual skills to endure pain, suffering, and sorrow. And in order to do that, we have to do that in the context of a community. A community that does not try to explain pain away. A community that is okay with not having all of the answers all the time. A community that is spacious enough. A community where it's okay to be broken. A community where it's okay to be seen. A community that will reflect the love of God to us. But that can only happen if we cultivate those inner tools to be able to endure what life presents us with. I'm reading an excellent book about Frederick Douglass. And in this book, I'm towards the end of it, and there's this lovely, lovely chapter where Frederick is at the bedside of his slave master. If you will recall, Frederick Douglass escaped slavery. And in the latter part of his life, after being freed, he went to his slave master, his former master's bedside. Wow. Wow. He went to his bedside, and there a black man and a white man both stood, but one way. Both stood. And in that moment, sparks could have flown. Vengeance and redress could have been sought. Grievances could have been expressed. A hardness of heart could have prevailed. But the writer of this book tells us that that actually didn't happen. that instead there was a moment of reconciliation, a moment of peace, a moment that didn't try to explain away the past, a moment that didn't shy away from structural sin, a moment of grace, a moment of peace, a moment where the kingdom of God broke through. I've invited you this Lent to go deep. If you go deep, if you take that challenge, you might find yourself at a bedside, where you might actually find the inner resources to forgive. You might find the inner resources to love despite the wrong that was done. You might find the grace to allow your heart to be penetrated by a love oh so incredibly deep. And in that moment, the kingdom of God will have broken through. In that moment, pain, sorrow, joy, and peace can meet each other. And meet each other and be held by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, I love you. God loves you. God wants to forgive. God wants to heal. We don't need to explain away the past. We can simply let it be and walk forward. But that can only happen if we're humble enough to let